Welcome to another episode of The Undersong. I am now speaking to you directly from Athens in Greece. I am literally right now sitting on a rock facing the Acropolis. There's a picture of it on Instagram to prove that I'm not bullshitting you. I'm back on the road now, so I've decided to record outdoors so you guys can get used to having some white noise in the background of the recordings, because I'm not always going to find like soundproof places to record while I'm on the road. I'm usually living in hostels, so it's going to be a bit hard to have no noise in the background. But you know, there's worse things that you could be listening to. You're probably getting a bit of wind, a bit of bird singing. There was someone playing Roxanne in the far distance. So, you know, there's worse things that you could be listening to. This week I decided to talk about a song about female empowerment, since we had obviously the International Women's Day on the 8th, which was, I am lost in the days of the week when I'm traveling, so I have no idea. I am trying to find out on my phone. Sunday. It was last Sunday. So I decided to choose a song that was relevant to that. Let me play the song and then I'll tell you a bit more about it, because it's part of a really interesting project which I really want you to check out. And yeah, listen to it. The song is called Woman, unsurprisingly, and it's from a project called Lux Prima, which is a 9-track album. Yeah, I guess we can call it an album. 9-track album released by a one-off collaboration between Karen O from the AAS and Danger Mouse. You all know Karen O probably. She released, 3 or 4 albums with the AAS. One of the bands that started with, this started like the noughties revival, whatever you want to call it, with the Strokes in the early noughties. If you don't know them, I definitely recommend you listening to them. It is quite a unique band, in my opinion. One of the few bands that took part in that big revolution that had a woman, like a female vocalist or a female band member, so definitely check it out. Danger Mouse, on the other hand, I think his real name is Brian Burton, and I might be wrong, but he's a music producer. He's actually produced some of my favorite albums, like El Camino by the Black Keys. He's produced Demon Days by Gorillaz, which is an amazing album. And doing the research for this episode, I also found out that ironically, he is half of the Gnarls Barkley duo. So if you don't know, that Gnarls Barkley is not CeeLo Green. CeeLo Green is the main singer, or the only singer. I don't know if Brian sings in that in Gnarls Barkley, but Gnarls Barkley is the name of the duo, which is formed by Danger Mouse and CeeLo Green. And if you don't know that, CeeLo Green, he has been involved in some really questionable, to say the least, tweets about, he was basically accused of date raping a girl. And then in the aftermath of the trial, which I think didn't go anywhere because of lack of evidence or whatever, he said some really gross things on Twitter. He is probably, like, Gnarls Barkley, Saying Elsewhere is a really good album that I used to listen to all the time, and I stopped listening to it after his tweets. And I'm not even going to quote this here. You go and Google about it, because it's not worth giving him that audience. But it's unfortunate. And then I know that, you know, you should be able to separate, like, what the person does to the music that they create, but sometimes, especially in cases like this, what he said was so absurd that I couldn't. So I was a bit disappointed to know that Danger Mouse was part of Gnarls Barkley, and I was more disappointed to know that he's still in touch with him. And I think I found an interview with him from 2017 where he says he's still in contact with him and he doesn't rule out releasing a new Gnarls Barkley album. But anyway, let's go back to what matters here. So yeah, Lux Prima is this project between Danger Mouse and Karen O. 9 tracks, I hate describing music, I'm not very good at it. You know that quote that says describing music is like, no, writing about music is like dancing about architecture. I definitely agree with that. But it's got like, I found it out when I was walking, I was doing a walking trail in Croatia when I was living in Zagreb. I was walking down this forest and then I really wanted to listen to something a bit like chilled and kind of spacey. And then I came across this project and it fit that vibe perfectly. So it is quite chilled, the melodies are quite soft, and Karen O has quite a soft voice as well. but some of the lyrics are quite punchy, and I think Woman is one of them. You will hear now Karen O describing how she created Woman, and it's funny because it was written in the atmosphere of Trump being re-elected, and also I think this was the first musical project that Karen O took part in after being pregnant and giving birth. So this is what this song is about. The lyrics are about that, but the way that the song came about was actually a little bit more random, and I'm gonna let Karen O explain that one.
Did you write that song as an anthem?
No, I mean, like, it really just, like, I mean, Brian can attest to that. Like, it just came flooding out. It was just like, you know.
Yeah, no, like,
it was just so.
She freestyled it.
Yeah.
She really did. She just went in the booth, and she usually, you know, some music will be going, and Karen will be in the back of the studio writing, and which is always great to see because most people leave that till the very, very end. But she's always writing, and the music side of it, she was very involved in as well. Was like, you know, looking for a real kind of Phil Spector kind of sounding thing and stomping, and it was something that I said, "Hey, you know, listen to this. What do you think of this?" And we messed with it a little bit and turned it up really loud. And then she just went into the booth and said, "I think I might have an idea or something. Let me see." And she just put the headphones on and just started kind of.
It's like almost like
it was stream of like, consciousness. You just were just doing it, and so we basically maybe 10 minutes of recording. She stops. She comes back in, and I think I probably heard some of it. But I was like, just go outside or just hold on. We're gonna comp. So we start comping and start grabbing parts, and you hear basically there's pretty much everything that you hear there was something that she did just off the top of her head, but just kind of rearranged in some kind of way, and it sounded like. You were saying woman.
Yeah.
And yeah, then it like, made sense.
Yeah, I was like kind of almost like speaking in tongues, like, yeah. Sorry not to get witchy, but like it was like, la, la, you know, it was like, you know, it just wasn't really any like words. And then all of a sudden like, woman. And I was like, am I saying woman? I'm saying woman, you know?
Yeah.
And it really just, yeah. And then it became what it was pretty quickly. Yeah. So,
I really love that about her personality, because if you watch any interviews with Karen O, you see how she's a bit shy and, you know, she struggles to find the words. She says the words, you know, like a lot of time. But then when she goes on stage or when she's in that creative process, like you need to have some confidence to just jump in a studio booth and start just like mumbling words until you come up with lyrics or like a melody. I really love that, and I can relate to that because I am quite introspective in a way. I'm not shy, I don't consider myself to be shy, but I am quite introspective. But at the same time, I've got a lot of things, like a lot of creative juices running in my head. Unfortunately, the band's never toured this project. I think they played one gig in LA or New York. So there's not a lot of like live recordings of this, except for the video. So they did something quite interesting with the video for Woman, in which they recorded it live in a late night show in America. So basically, if you know the AAS, if you know their career a little bit, you will know that they have a strong link to Spike Jonze, the director, and she invited him to. She's going to explain it later. I'm going to let her explain it, but I wanted to listen to it because she. What they did was they recorded the video for the song live on the late night show with Stephen Colbert. It's one shot. It is choreographed, even like the audience is choreographed and they take part in the video as well. I highly recommend you to go on YouTube and watch it. I'm going to play it for you now because that's probably the only recording of Woman live that I have. It's really cool. Again, go on YouTube and look for it. You've got the dancers doing sort of like a hacker dance in the middle of in the beginning of the song, which is what these chants actually remind me of. So it's quite genius how they did it. So let's hear how this idea of shooting a video live on a late night show came about.
Actually, the Colbert thing. I mean, that had to be choreographed, I think.
Yes, definitely choreographed.
But I mean, how much went into that?
I mean, like,
months, days?
Well, I mean, we talked about it for a while. I like really twisted Spike's arm to do it. So he's one of the busiest men in show business. But yeah, like, so we talked about it for a while and he was kind of explaining to me, like, as a friend, you know, what was a good idea. And I was like, yeah, but like, you have to do it, you know? I can't just take that information and give it to somebody else. You have to do it. And he's, like, laughing, like, ha, 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 like nervously laughing to get, like, out of it. And then I was, like, no, but you have to do it. And he's, like, ha, ha, okay. And, but, yeah, but, like, Spike is just, like, he's kind of, like, he's, like, a creative machine. And, like, and it really just kind of came together and probably, in, like, you know, I mean, you know, the bulk of it in, like, the last 4 days, you know? So,
seriously?
Yeah. So, like, he hadn't even cast the dancers till, you know, like, basically the day before rehearsals.
Well, also, there's music videos get cuts. Music videos get edited.
Yes.
This was
all, like, yeah, one shot. We got one shot at it, yeah. So, yeah. Which makes the stakes higher, which is, like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you guys with a recommendation of other songs from this project. So, as I said, the name of the album is Lux Prima, and it's available on Spotify and YouTube. If you want to, like, get an introduction to the album, I would listen to, obviously, Woman. There's another song called Ministry, which is really amazing, and Turn the Light. These are my three favorite songs. Also, I'm going to leave the links for all the these excerpts that I played here on this episode today on our Instagram. I actually put it on YouTube because Instagram doesn't let me link stuff, but the links to the YouTube is on Instagram, if that makes sense. So just go on our Instagram at TheUndersong, which is where I also take some suggestions from you guys. If you've got any songs that you'd like to hear about, or if you want to comment on anything that you listen to in this podcast or in this episode. And finally, before I go, you know, it's been 4 days now since International Women's Day, and I can already see the conversation sort of dying out. I know the age of social media, a lot of people like to put pretty posts out about how they support the cause of gender equality, and then they forget about it for the rest of the year. So I hope this episode serves as a reminder. I mean, I am a woman traveling by myself. I've been doing that for the past year. And I feel it in my skin every day, like how we are, men and women are treated differently. And I'm going to the Middle East next week, so next episode is going to be recorded in Lebanon, actually. But I'm not talking about these sort of places, like that they have the stigma of not treating their women so well, but I'm talking about Europe. Like, even when I'm traveling in Europe, I can see a difference in the way I'm treated if I am with a man or if I am by myself. And that's just a pure, like, a simple reflection of, you know, sexism and what people expect women to be doing. People don't expect women to be just traveling by themselves because they want to. Sometimes people feel sorry for me. I see men approach me and they think that I don't want to be alone. So, you know, just keep thinking about it, keep reflecting upon it and listening to songs like Woman. Thanks very much for listening. As I said, go on Instagram at TheUndersong and let me know what you thought of the episode. I'll see you next week in Lebanon.